brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The enemy creates an illusion that we're all alone, but we're not. But those of us that have prominent roles in this fight that are on the front line, we've got to be an example to others. And we will turn the tide against this evil. It's always darkest before the dawn. And finishing up with Joe Joseph, you can watch the full interview with him up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We had him on a few nights ago. Other points about all this coming together, the expansion of domestic checkpoints by the feds, the Brigade Homeland, the Big Red One coming home, the announcements that troops will be used, that political dissidents will be targeted. I mean, they're really heating it up. They're really flipping the switches on. They are, you know, they built behind the scenes this grid. Now they're firing it up. Why do you think everything's moving so fast right now?
It could be any number of reasons. One thing that I've noticed in my short time that I've been researching this stuff is that events never seem to happen the way you envision it or that you foresee it. It always something out of left field comes out and totally hits you like a left hook.
Yeah, bioweapon release, a nuke going off.
I mean, look at all these planes that fly over top of us every day spraying chemtrails. One day, who knows? It could be Ebola. It could be anything. And what happens then? I mean, we just go on about our business.
Well, that's the deal. People are worried about the FBI, and I am blowing up some kids, but and the ATF, but... I mean, this is a government on record saying they want to put stuff in our vaccines and kill us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just they're pure evil.
It could happen in so many different ways, you know. I don't have an answer to that. All I can say is, and I have a bit of good news actually. Is and the folks at the AmericanTruthNetwork.com have engaged Congressman Kucinich. They've talked to him last night. And he's very troubled by this and is looking into it as we speak. So that is some very, very good news on that front because, you know, Ron Paul's aware of this. He knows what it is, and he called it out just like it is on your show. This is the implementation of martial law in this country. And, the thing that I want people to understand is over time, haven't they already instituted it to a certain point? I mean, Viper checkpoints? Are you kidding me?
Hey, people are getting arrested for showing their neighbor a silver coin. Cops think it's illegal. In Best Buy, you get arrested if you try to buy something with $2 bills.
Yes.
And the police come and they're like, they don't even know it's real money, and you go to jail.
This is tyranny. That is tyranny at its face. Don't ever let them say, well, you know, we have to do this in order to maintain our freedom. What freedom? Look overseas. If you ever get a chance, go overseas. How much more free are we here than they are over there?
Well, listen, I talked to Watson and others. He goes to China a few times a year. His wife's Chinese. And he says there's no checkpoint, no security, no nothing in communist China.
No. They're freer than we are.
Well, that's because the Chinese will riot.
Yeah. Well, there's strength in numbers. That's the other thing, too. You know, this is a very, 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 very small minority of people that are doing this. And we are strong. There are a lot of people in this country. And that's what people don't understand.
Well, that's right. This isn't 1995 where they can blow up a building and pose as the saviors and try to frame patriots. They had like a 50% approval rating in Congress then. Now it's 9%. I mean, they're done. We are the majority. They're right. Done. And that's why they want to start this new war. Panetta's come out and said they may go ahead and hit Iran. So now Iran says they're doing a drill to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. I've talked to a lot of military people, and they say that the attack on Iran is going to take place. The question is when.
I don't doubt it for a second. I mean, they need the wars to sustain the bankers. The bankers need this. They're hungry for more, which is crazy because they've practically looted everything we've got. And it's just now it's going to be once the debt becomes so large and so vast, it's going to be like Greece. Okay, well, now give us your parks and give us your land and give us your property because we need that as collateral.
And they've got all of us trained to tattle on each other and spy and shut down lemonade stands and Amish. Anything that's underground that can make us self-sufficient, they want to shut down. Joe Joseph, thank you so much for spending time with us. We look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. God bless. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. Stay with us.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to InfoWars.com in the featured news area, we have this article I already mentioned, but it's incredible. Genetically modified mosquitoes to be released into the U.S. for the first time, and it's a mosquito GMO that will actually breed with the mosquitoes and make them sterile, reduce their numbers. And the question is, what will that do getting rid of mosquitoes? You know, already most of the honeybees are dying. And, I mean, talk about chain reactions. And they admit that some of these are female mosquitoes. That's the gender that bites humans. What is this going to do to humans? And it just goes on and on and on. The report, again, genetically modified mosquitoes to be released in the U.S. for the first time. And Bill Gates is talking about releasing mosquitoes that have vaccines in them, so you have no way to escape it. This is the type of ultra weirdness going on. Continuing, Gingrich labels Ron Paul's entire support base as people who want to legalize drugs. You mean like they were before the 30s when they got rid of alcohol prohibition? They needed something new for the mafia and the government to make money off of? So they made all the drugs you could buy at the local pharmacy, local drugstore, they made them illegal so they could shut down their competition and make huge profits. And so the drug heads would rob people's houses to pay for the stuff marked up 20, 30 times. I mean, we got more people on drugs, more people in prison, government caught everywhere dealing it. I mean, the smart criminals just go join the FBI, ATF, DEA, Border Patrol, Coast Guard, Homeland Security. They just drive in and out in Homeland Security delivering cocaine every day. All the locals know it. All over the coast. They get caught all the time. It just gets shut down. I mean, the government brings the majority of drugs in. It's been the congressional hearings for decades. And there's all these articles attacking Ron Paul. Ron Paul says the CIA deals drugs. He's insane. He said it on Alex Jones' show and others. 1996, CIA Solicitor General admitted it. You had it in the 70s in Vietnam admitted. You have MENA Arkansas admitted. You have Fast and Furious admitted. You have the CIA aircraft full of 4 tons of pure cocaine crashing. You got Esquire reporting on it. I mean, it's well known. I've had Serpico on. I said, how many, Serpico, of the New York narcotics police were drug dealing? He goes, all of them but me. All of them. All of them. All. A-L-L. All. A-L-L. All. After Serpico, they fired 76% of them. Because after they shot him in the face. Oh, and let me tell you, when the corrupt mafia that has badges and guns kills you, you don't get the big funeral. They even do that. When they kill you, you don't even get the big funeral or the investigation and all that. You're treated like dirt. They don't even play along when your department kills you. Now, all the departments aren't like this, but the system's trying to set it up to that point. And I'll say it again. The globalists know that we're awake. So they're moving fast. Now, Bob Chapman, of course, was the biggest private silver and gold broker until he retired. He also had, of course, the very famous newsletter until he retired. But he's been back in the last decade with the International Forecaster. And he's a patriot of more than 50 years exposing the globalist. And he joins us every Friday. And he's here with us now today. Well, since we had you on last week, the head of the IMF says we're entering a 1930-style depression. Krugman at the New York Times admits we're in a depression. Of course, we've been in one for over 3 years, as you know. More and more mainstream media has to admit the unemployment's more like 22, not 9. Crime is exploding. And we've got new giant bailouts, which are really direct taxes to the bankers in Europe. All of this is happening. People are bailing on the stock market again, Bob. The MF Global has obviously knocked down gold and silver prices because it's totally killed any speculation in the market, but it hadn't knocked it down as much as some would have thought. MF Global's ongoing. All of this is happening, and here we are just steering right for an even bigger iceberg. We've already run into 3 or 4, and the establishment saying throw more coal, accelerate towards the iceberg. I want to get your take on the latest with the euro crisis and England refusing to be part of that. And then I want to get into, obviously, I'm sure you've seen all the FEMA documents that listeners pointed us to on official government sites, which they've now pulled, showing the guilty activity, where they admit they're preparing the military to occupy the U.S. and the FEMA camps and use the, quote, blue force military against the red force American citizens. This is huge confirmation. Do you ever get like a sick feeling, Bob, as it all just gets confirmed in spades, everything that we tracked? I mean, it's disgusting. Bob Chapman.
Well, it's nothing that you and I don't expect, and some of the listeners, to some people, it's shocking. It's even shocking to us because we go back a number of years investigating this, yourself almost 20 years and myself over 50. To address the different things you mentioned, for those who don't know, the European Central Bank is going to monetize about $600 billion, and that will be added to about $400 billion that the Bundesbank gave them recently, secretly. And they will be able to buy 6 months, maybe a year, depending upon how they spend the money, but I think it'll be 6 months. And then they'll be out there looking for more money. There's also a swap arrangement between the Fed Reserve and the European Central Bank. And what that means is the Fed creates money out of thin air and digitally gives it to the European Central Bank. And they supposedly give an equal amount of euros to the Fed Reserve, but I really don't think it works that way. I think it's a one-way street with the Fed giving the money How much? Another trillion. What are the problems? To take the six nations and make them whole enough to go sideways, perhaps for 6 months to a year, they'd need $6 trillion. So we just talked about $2 trillion. So that would mean that they need another four before the end of next year. And so it's extending the problem, not facing it, trying to figure out what to do in the interim. And the upshot of all of that in Europe, England, and the United States will be higher inflation. How much higher remains to be seen, but it could be substantial. As far as MF is concerned, that's the commodity house that went bankrupt. First of all, I'm the only one that I know of that said that it was legal to remove anything from a margin account in hypothecation and rehypothecation. It has now been borne out by the SEC in the case of Lehman Holdings, where Barclays is not going to be able to keep $3 billion because the judge says, and the SEC agrees correctly, that the UK bank's claim to securities in customers reserve, which are margin accounts, was conditional. And what they mean by that is that if there's money left over, you guys can have it. But all of the shareholders are going to get paid off first. Now, this is a Lehman deal. The CFTC came back, and Judge Peck, in the case of MF, said the same thing's going to happen.
Yeah, but here's the issue. Here's the issue, regardless of that, different interpretations of that, Bob, and I'm not saying you're wrong. If you look at this, CMT put out press releases saying it was all guaranteed, and Corzine went and lied and said, I don't know where the money went. The head of the CMT said, no, I was in the meetings. He's the one that gave the order. So he is caught perjuring himself, and it is, you know, fraudulent to raid those accounts and then say he didn't know where it went.
Well, if it was intermingling, and we don't know that, and if the money was taken and hypothecated and then rehypothecated to another institution, let's say J.P. Morgan Chase, then that would have been legal. But if they took it and mixed the assets of the people who have accounts, had accounts, on margin, that would be fraud and a criminal activity. But we don't know that yet. Nobody does.
Well, we don't know that because the feds say they don't know how to track money. I mean,
you and I both know that that is a lie.
Oh, it's pure bull. So
they're trying to gain time to whitewash this thing. And you know, I can understand why they're doing it. They're all crooks. But the point here is there's been a lot of misinformation. It's caused people to participate in the commodity market, the COMEX, like they had regularly been doing. And I can understand that. And obviously, a lot of them didn't read their contract because every contract is virtually the same. And it says we can hypothecate, rehypothecate, and that's the end of it. And it's been that way the 50-odd years I've been involved.
Bob, we're about to go to break. What do you make of the banks announcing this week that they want extra cash on hand, the federal government's, the FDIC's telling the banks that, and the private Federal Reserve is as well? What do you make of those moves?
I think probably they feel that during the season there'll be more of a demand for dollars. If you go to the bank, and I heard the story so many times, and wanted to withdraw $8,000 of your funds, they say, sure, I will order it for you and come back in 2 weeks and get it. Or why do you want to do this? What are you going to spend the money on? And on and on.
So no, that happened to my wife yesterday. It wasn't even the $10,000 amount, you know, where it kicks into the FinCEN deal. And they were just flipping out. You want a few thousand dollars? Oh, my gosh. Or you're not with evil, are you? I mean, this whole country, we're like treated like prisoners. A cross between five-year-olds and prisoners. And then there's like gang members festooned with weaponry dancing around jollily. injecting copious amounts of steroids. Bob Chapman, stay there. And we're going to play some more of that Bruce Fine interview coming up, too. Stay with us.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Looking at an article by Kurt Nemo where the media is calling Ron Paul a stunted idiot because he supports the Constitution. Now they're openly decrying the Constitution. Remember the cover of Newsweek about getting rid of the Constitution? It caused our problems. No, the globalists have gotten rid of the Constitution, and now our problems are just beginning. Now, going back to Bob Chapman here, Bob, you know, here talking to you about the state of the world, why do you think they're gearing up the FEMA camps, massively expanding TSA checkpoints? I mean, obviously that they want to clamp down on the public, but I don't see this working. I mean, there's got to be a method to the madness. I guess the globalists just think they can consolidate total power and control. But, I mean, if I was a globalist and had all this control, I wouldn't want to screw everything up. But I guess it's just their nature, Bob.
Well, I give this a lot of thought. And I do think there'll be an election. Some people do think that there might not be. And if Ron Paul runs against Obama, then I think between now and the election, they'll really cool it on picking people up. But the people that they do pick up will be selected because of their religion and national origin, and that would be Muslims. And, you know, Americans would say, well, who cares about that Muslim over there? And I think they would selectively start doing that during the coming year. And after the election, were Ron Paul to be elected, then a lot of this would be reversed. A lot of things will be reversed. And you all know that. But if Mr. Obama was then reelected, then they would turn on the faucet because there's no elections in sight and they don't care that much about the congressional elections. And so they would go ahead and start slapping people like Alex and I in jail if they can find us. And that's the way I think they're going to do it. It's going to be imperceptible over the next year, and then after that, they'll get serious. And what will that be based on? A falling economy. Today they came out with figures. People are spending more than they're making, and their wages didn't expand at all over the last quarter. And that's been pretty much the case over the last several years. More and more people are going to lose their jobs. And unless banks start lending lots of money, the small and medium-sized firms, which create 70% of the jobs. And so that would be the catalyst, higher unemployment. Are they going to extend the extended unemployment beyond the end of February? I don't know, but if they do not, then that could be a cause of trouble. And so I think they're just setting up and getting ready to pick their spots.
And you've got the defense secretary saying, we may hit Iran. You've got the joint chiefs of staff chairman 2 days ago saying, yeah, we're going to probably hit Iran. And then you've got all these reports of different Western-funded terror groups blowing stuff up in Iran. They're really trying to poke them into doing something. And the Iranians are saying, okay, we're going to do another drill of shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. What do you think about what the West is doing versus the Iranians?
Well, I think the West is trying to pick a fight, and the Iranians are trying to avoid it because it's lose-lose for them. But on the other hand, the damage they inflict on the United States forces, as well as the Israelis and as well as Israel, could be substantial. And will Russia get involved or will China get involved? I can't answer that question. But, and especially with a Russian election coming up, which is not that far away. And so, yes, they're going to do something, but I don't know when they're going to do it. I mean, this thing's been dragging on for 4 years. And so maybe they'll do some other things like pit one Muslim nation against another. These people have a lot of arguments between each other, even though they share a common religion. And so all is not copacetic, so to speak.
Well, that's another point. They sell it in the West like every Muslim wants to kill every Westerner or Christian. I mean, those groups hate each other probably, if there is all this hate, 10 times more, Shiite, Sunni. I mean, the Saudi Arabians and Iranians, at least governments, absolutely hate each other. Just like Iran and Iraq. I mean, the idea that the Muslims are going to come get us, it's a paper tiger, and Al-Qaeda is Western created.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pretty emotional at the start of the last hour when I was just thinking about all the crimes the globalists commit. It is so staggering for somebody who's not a psychopathic control freak, just a normal person, to discover this and then to have the paradox of a giant group of sheeple who have no idea what's happening to them versus a tiny group of just really dangerous people who are real live monsters walking around. You hear about monsters in the countryside. These are humans, but what's in their minds is beyond any fiction you could imagine. Jacking with the food, jacking with the water, official Rockefeller Foundation documents, you know, we put out a year ago, linking right to their site where they're like, yeah, we're developing sterilants in the vaccines and the water and how great it is and cancer viruses. And you learn in the 20s they discovered that most cancer was viral, and so they pushed vaccines and have it added to it, and cancer's up several thousand percent, diabetes, neurological disorders. I mean, that right there, that out of all the major phosphate mines, they're getting radioactive isotopes along with the fluoride, and that they add it to the water, and that they get off on lowering people's IQs, giving them degenerative diseases. And you wonder why folks can't get angry. We're poisoned. And then it's real. And then a cop pulls you over and wants to search your car, and you're like, the government puts poison in your water. And they're like, I know, I hear your show. I want to search your car. Well, do you believe me? Yeah, I believe you. I don't. It's like they're in a trance. It's like, okay, I'm saying this. It's true. What are we going to do about it? It's so over the top. And then I'm going to say it again. It's good that I can still get really freaked out because I'm so close to this all the time. I know Bob has been doing it longer than I have fighting tyranny, that you tend to get numb to it. But let me tell you, talking to cops over the phone, military people, police officers over the years, having them on the show, just from Oklahoma City, who pulled up like a minute after and saw the feds running around and lying and saying they'd been in the building when clearly they hadn't been, and then threatening them and saying, I'll kill you and your family. I mean, that really just totally brings it home that everything we've said and talked about is unfortunately right on target and worse than we could say. I mean, Bob, I'm ranting here, but do you ever just get dumbfounded by how far this corruption can go?
Well, yes, and that's natural. And yes, also, I expected things like this to happen because over the years, we didn't have the ability to reach the people as we have over the last 15 to 20 years. So, but we have had a chance, and we've done well, but not as well as we could. I had a letter from someone who was leaving Blackwater that said he'd been recruited to run an internment camp in New Hampshire. And he said that he told the government, no, I don't want to take that. I'm not interested in that assignment. And he said, I want to protect my family. And so all of the things that we've been hearing about retiring policemen, people coming out of the military, now people from Blackwater, are being recruited for these kinds of jobs, in this case a leadership position, and other things. So it is real. They are lining this whole thing up.
What do we do then? Just get across the true sense of urgency to people and explain this isn't science fiction, ladies and gentlemen. You need to make a decision about what you're going to do.
That's right. And you've got to participate. You've got to get Ron Paul elected. Because if you do not, you're doomed. And if you do get him elected, it'll be a hard fight to reverse all of what's gone down over the past 20 years. I mean, there's a whole litany of things that have to be changed. And I'm sure Ron Paul will go after it right away. And I'm sure that as Alex and others have discussed with Ron, he'll be a target. There's no question. And that's why the vice president is would be such an important person. And so this is our key. This is our legal key to be able to stop these people. So we got to get Ron Paul and people like him elected. We can make the changes. Yes, they might assassinate him. He knows that. And he doesn't want to leave his family, but, he's an elderly man. And so he's lived his life, and he's sacrificing himself for the American people. And then I see these people attacking him. I can understand how the CFR and the Trilats and the Bilderbergers and members of the Illuminati attack him. But I see others probably getting paid to attack him, and it's disgusting.
Well, I tell you, Ron Paul is really illustrating for the public just how controlled the corporate so-called mainline media is. And all of their tricks aren't working like they used to. So I guess that's why they're moving ahead with the martial law. The criminals that have taken over recognize they're not going to be able to bamboozle us anymore. So they think they're going to fall back on the police state measures and I guess bring in a bio attack to pose as our saviors and use that as a cover. Terror attack or a mix of them, a Iran war. What else do you see in that cocktail?
It could be anything. And sometimes it's the last thing you think of. I mean, these people spend 24/7 using foundations and think tanks, counterintelligence operations.
War game computer simulators.
Everything you can think of. They have a tremendous advantage over us. We have to wait for them to act, too. We got to stand by and wait for them to blow something up or whatever they're going to do. And then we have to find a path to expose what they've done and at the same time stop what they've done. And so we have a very, very difficult job.
And we get to be laughed at the whole time. But, you know, that isn't happening anymore, Bob. I mean, that 9%
well,
approval rating for Congress.
You and I have a kid in the first place.
No, I mean, I don't mind for my...
Armadillos is what we are, and it's pretty tough for them to pierce our armor.
Well, yes, you're right. I don't mind people attacking me personally in a sick way. I enjoy it just because I like the fact that I don't care what they say about me, so it's kind of an exercise in that. And I get what you're saying. I don't mind being pilloried, but you still get hurt at how mindless they are. I mean, it's painful to see people in willful ignorance.
Or willfully collecting for doing what they're doing. And we got a lot of that today.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that know what's going on. They just think they're going to go along with it and be on the winning team. I think it is important, though, that if we do turn this around, that the people that were involved in it need to be punished. Because it's important to send a message to future generations.
Well, that's why we have a court system. And if it's not working properly and following the Constitution, well, we'll make it work properly and follow the Constitution. That's all we ask. I mean, if we put them in jail and take their ill-begotten goods away from them and their families and give it to the American Treasury, that would be a good thing. And all those people who need to be convicted of treason should be, and they should be hung or whatever method they get rid of people like that.
Well, this isn't treason. I don't know what is. You've been talking about the fact that they will bring in QE3. Here's CNBC today. Call for QE, remember, 6-8 months ago, for those that just joined us, the Federal Reserve head, Bernanke, some of them, Bernanke, said he wouldn't do that. So you know they will. Call for QE to stave off euro inflation. The reason it's QE3 is they're saying the Federal Reserve's already contributing, but it's going to be made public soon. What effect will that have?
It'll be monetization and extremely inflationary. It'll buy them under the current numbers that they're now working with maybe 6 months, maybe a year. It's hard to tell. But there's another facet to this that people don't understand. The Fed is buying assets from the banks. They're buying toxic garbage, which are the bonds that contain mortgages. They previously bought from American and foreign banks, governments, even corporations, $1.4 trillion worth of that garbage, so to speak. And I think they're on their way already to purchasing $800 billion to $1 trillion more. And what will the banks do with that money? They will take it, number one, and buy treasuries and agencies. Those are bonds, which that means Treasury won't have to do it. And they will also probably start making loans, which they have. They've increased loans to small and medium-sized businesses, and they take the rest of the money and speculate with it, usually leveraged around 30 or 40 to 1.
Well, I was about to say, that's the number I saw even in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago. Max Kaiser was pointing it out. We pulled the article up while he was on air. That speculation compared to 2008 when it hit its last height, by October, that it's something like 30% higher than it's ever been. So they're selling more derivatives, more crud than ever.
That's right. And there's big profits because there's no collateralization. It's a pure gambling casino special in the house. They write the things. And if they're wrong, they got to pay. But they're never wrong. A good example is the $670 billion worth of derivatives called CDSs, which are credit default swaps, that were written and sold, most of which, in this last 6 months, to European bankers. So they can't afford to have any of these people go out of business, like Greece, et cetera. And so that's why the money's coming for it. Don't forget, the Fed's supplying the money. The Fed is owned by the banks that are supplying the insurance, the CDS. The whole game is rigged.
Well said, Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. If people want to get a free yearly subscription that's $159 value for free, you can buy a European fifth of an ounce gold coin from Midas Resources already at an extremely low price, and you can get a free membership to the International Forecaster. That's basically the gold at half price, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, always great having you with us on Fridays. And Lord willing, as I always say, we'll see you back here next Friday.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
Bob, good to have you here. Okay, look, some days I am fired up and focused. Other days I get pretty angry. Today I've been all over the map because I tended to come in and take a lot of calls and cover the news. And I don't want to sit here and whine. It's just disgusting to watch good people not even think about the fact that they have a place in history to shape the world. I mean, I think it comes down to that. Most people I know just think of the mall and the woods and the highway and their cars and their wife, their kids, their husband as just things, like none of it even matters and life doesn't mean anything. And they talk about how life's empty. Life is incredibly full, full of good, the bad, and the ugly. This is a beautiful country, a beautiful planet. There are so many good people. We're defending the good. We're protecting the good. And that is such a sacred honor. That is such a lofty responsibility. The world is so full of wonderment. And I, myself, am so blessed to even be alive in it. And I have all these countless thoughts and understandings and points I want to make, and I guess there's an underlying frustration. I do a decent job on air overall, but I can do such a better job. And I ask God to help me. And, I know over the years, I've never made a secret of the fact that I'm a Christian and have a relationship with God. And a lot of worldly people think that's a funny joke, and I guess that's why they don't have any discernment. But I've never really, sat here and pushed my ideas. It's just that as things get worse and worse, I get closer and closer to God. And as I learn more and more about evil, it's so much more that I know I can even grasp. And when I realize that the general public is basically asleep, I just can't imagine what it's like to be totally asleep to this stuff while it's going on all around you. Because we have been eased into this bucket of water with the flame under it, this pot. And now the water is just boiling. And every time I see families with innocent, sweet little children, my instincts, my spirit, my soul wants to protect them, wants them to have a great future. They say children are like an arrow that you fire from a bow. By the time they're about 13 or 14, you've released the arrow, and now it's how you aim it. It's that steady shot. And then you release them from the bow, and they're free forever out into the universe. And the innocence of children who are in the garden, they are so innocent, they are so simple, they are so good. And I see them just turned over to the TV, turned over to the culture, turned over to Madison Avenue, and being wrecked. And I see what multi-generations of people turned over to this, of what they've been turned into. And all I know is we've got to pray for an awakening in this country. And again, even if you don't believe in spiritual things, meditate on it. I mean, think about it. sit down in a chair with the music off and the TV off and nobody at home and think about the world for an hour. Think about the things that are going on. I mean, we all know from history books and the news that checkpoints and military on the streets and political people being arrested and free speech under attack, we know that's the bad countries. And everything that is textbook bad country is now coming here, and we're doing it bigger and better the American way. And we know all this isn't being done for security. We know the financial interests that have hijacked this country wrap everything they do in the flag, their whole agenda, and they are funding the terrorists. People say, well, why would the government do that? As a pretext to take over society, to get the no-bid contracts, to secure their criminal gains. I mean, it's so simple. Why do adults even need to have it explained to them? I know you know better than I do. We've got to get this message out to the people that are in a zombie trance state. We've got to wake people up. It's life and death.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like.
Speaking of waking people up,
to be faded.
The establishment, as you know, has been hyping new Oklahoma City bombings that they say are imminent, that'll be blamed on domestic groups. Well, if we can expose that crime of 16 years ago, it'll give us a good jump on the global enemies that run this nation. We do have the film. I'm in it, but that's the least of it. You got the retired police officers, survivors of the bombing, others who saw the feds in there planting the bombs. the inventor of the neutron bomb, saying there were bombs inside. General Parton, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, talking about bombs inside. It's a Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, and I'm excited this is such a big seller because it supports these great filmmakers, but more importantly, it shows people are waking up. So we've got the film, if you wanted, A Noble Lie, available on DVD at Infowars.com, and every order gets a citizen rulebook in it, the terrorist documents, according to FEMA, that founded this country. We also scientists under attack, genetic engineering, and the magnetic field of money. A war-winning film breaking down how deadly GMO is. Very important for you and your family or others that don't understand how serious GMO is. Also, Outside the Law, stories from Guantanamo Bay. Want to know what it'll be like in the torture camps for innocent people. They don't take the real terrorists there. They work for the globalist. You can get this DVD at Infowars.com as well. And if you still want to give a Christmas gift this Christmas, obviously we can't ship it out to you before Christmas now. You can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We have 15-day free trials. You get to see the video of this / radio show, the nightly news, all my films, almost 9 years of material, higher quality podcasts, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a 15-day free trial. It was so popular, we reinstated it. And you can also get 44% off on a yearly membership right now at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And a little secret is, as long as you don't use a username and passcode that you don't mind sharing, six people can log in simultaneously with the same username and passcode. We figured out we can pay for that much bandwidth with the membership we've got. And so all you do is you buy yourself a membership using easy-to-remember username and passcode and then send an e-card to friends and family the night before Christmas or the day of Christmas and say, hey, here's a free membership of this site. Here's your username, passcode. Go. Watch these films. This is the type of subjects it covers, or watch this nightly news show. It's a very professional site. In the 9 years, we've upgraded it a lot. We almost had to cut back letting six different people log in under one name because we had some problems a few months ago because so many people hitting it. But we've upgraded everything. It's working great. Even when the show goes on at 7 o'clock at night, there was some sluggishness, not now. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. It is thanks to your support that we're able to have the news sites, the films, the nightly news. We're reaching 15 million people in the aggregate every week now, and it's only growing. And certainly at the tip of the spear is a dangerous place to be, but it's more dangerous to just get on our knees and bow to the vampires because they're not going to give us quarter. They're not going to back off, so we got to stand up against them. Also, it is imperative. It shows how many people are awake in this country that we're on now over 100 AM and FM stations. XM, Channel 166, and other systems. You can also give people an XM gift. Not too late to go buy that at the store and give it to them with the package that has Channel 166, or give yourself that gift and, I don't know, blare it to the neighbors or whatever. And you can also support your local AM and FM stations, support their sponsors, spread the word about the stations. The fact that we're getting on so many stations shows that people are waking up. Hey, I get literally hundreds of emails a day that I see and calls and comments. And I used to think your husband was crazy. People tell my wife at church when I'm not there or on the street or at ballet or whatever, with the kids or swim team. They pour in the comments. Oh, my gosh, it's all true. There was a checkpoint with the Army there this week. People are getting it. I was never making any of this up. Unfortunately, it's all real. See you back. Special show this Sunday, 4 to 6.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.